He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It is Tuesday, April 7th, and the Texans began the conditioning portion of their offseason workout program. That means they were out on the field running, and, well, most of them said that they had a pretty good time doing it, but there are a few, like Chester Pitts, who said, well, offensive linemen really just aren't meant to run. This is what Chester Pitts had to say after the first day of the Texans' offseason conditioning program.
You know what? Offseason was solid. I had a good time. I had fun. Took probably five or six trips. Had to go, you know, do the Grammys with Ellen again. That's always cool. I've been to L.A. three times, Hawaii for a week. I was out in Dubai for a week. That's an amazing place. You got to go. That's my second time going, so I had a great time out there. Still, you know, with the world's, you know, economy and recession and everything contracting, they still have a lot of cranes swinging out there. It's pretty amazing to see. I just had fun. I had a great time this offseason.
Well, now you're back at it. You're starting the conditioning program. What do you think so far of Ray Wright's new program?
I'll be honest with you. You know, Ray, you know, he learned from Dan. Dan was been doing what he's doing, you know, for 40 years. And, you know, he basically took, you know, the best of that program, added a little flavor to it. But, you know, it's conditioning for 315 pounds is never fun. I mean, I don't care who's running the show, but no, Ray's done a great job. I'm excited for him. He's having a lot of fun out there. And, you know, we're just, you know, getting ready, you know, getting ready and preparing for the next one.
Well, how did it feel to be out there today?
Yeah, for me, I'm never really all that excited to have to go run. You know, I don't mind lifting weights. Lifting weights is okay. That's fun. But I'm never excited about going to condition. I know that I have to do it. I mean, to get where I want to get. I mean, I want to be the best. I want us to be the best. I want to be, you know, a champion. And that's what it's all about. So I know that I have to do it, and that's what's going to allow me to get there. But, boy, a lot of things I'd rather be doing than freaking running.
Well, I talked to Dwayne Brown yesterday, and he looks like he's slimmed down some. Did you notice that?
I think he's lighter than I am. I think he's like 310, something like that. I think he played last season closer to 320. So I think, you know, he's taking a little more serious. He's kind of learning the way of the professional. And, you know, he's going to take huge steps, huge strides this year and really hold that left side down. That's what it's all about.
How do you feel about this offensive line? Because these guys started all 16 games together last year, and you're returning the same group.
I mean, it was funny. You know, Alex, he doesn't do compliments ever. And before the last game, he stopped the meeting and was like, you know, I've been in the game. You know, he's been coaching 30 years. He said he's never had an offensive line start all 16 the same line. And we commended us for that because, you know, guys, you know, we obviously didn't have any big injuries, but we had some dings throughout the season where guys, you know, it was understood if they didn't go. And guys found a way to get out there and continue to compete. And I really think that, you know, that helped, you know, helped the team and helped us. And you know what? We finished, you know, 8-4 last year. You know, last 12 games, we had a decent run.
And Dwayne was talking about this is going to be the big year for him, the big step between year one and year two.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, better be. You know, I tell him all the time, you know, last season was heavy lifting, carrying his big behind all season. You know what I mean? This guy, I'm strong, but he's not a little fella, so I give him a hard time, but he's ready, and I believe in him, and I know he'll be fine.
Well, something I'm really excited to see the O-line do is yoga, because you guys are going to be doing yoga this off-season conditioning program. So what do you think of that?
We're going to be trying yoga to see what we think and see how it feels. That's not very tough guy-esque, you know, so I don't know. Those are maybe fines levied against everyone who participates in yoga, but I've heard really good things about it. And at the end of the day, if it makes me a better player, I'll suck it up and I'll just pay the fine.
Last question. How much attention do you pay to the pre-draft talk and that kind of stuff?
Well, it just all depends. How many left guards are looking at? You know, as long as they're not looking at left guards, it doesn't really matter to me. But if you're looking at a bunch of left guards, yeah, I may pay attention. I don't get into the hoopla. My job's to play. I play ball. I'm not allowed in the meetings, and I don't get to say, you know, that kid right there, he ran a 4.3, you might want to draft him. No, I don't. That's not what I do. So I try not to get caught up in all of it.
You're out there to play, maybe do a little yoga, see what happens.
You know, a little yoga, a little TV time, you know, a little interviews here and there, have a little fun. And that's just what I do.
On the other side of the ball, well, defensive end Mario Williams is just not a man of many words. So unlike Chester, he didn't quite have as much to say, but he does seem to enjoy the new conditioning program that Ray Wright has put in.
It felt real good, you know, coming back out and being able to run around with the guys and just to see the faces back in action. You know, we're out to try and get in shape and, you know, hopefully start off the season right.
Well, Ray Wright has this new program. You guys are doing some different things. What do you think of it?
It's good. I mean, it's definitely a change, but I think change is good, and I think it's going to help us, you know, do some different things as far as getting fit and preparing for the season. But, you know, I think it'll work out.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.